is December 29th, 2009. We're interviewing Bea Coates in her home, and Rosetta Graff and Joan Weaver are the interviewees. And we're going to start out with Bea. Will you tell us your full name?
Beatrice Josephine Vaskell Coates.
And where do you currently reside?
Kinsley, Kansas. And 301 Elizabeth.
When and where were you born?
I was born in Dodge City at the hospital there.
And your birth date?
6/3/29.
And what were the names of your parents?
Joseph and Dorothy Moore Vaskell. Joseph didn't have a middle name.
And your mother's maiden name was Moore?
Moore, M-O-O-R-E.
And what were your grandparents' names?
Well, there was Katie Vaskell and Joe Vaskell Sr., who I didn't know, who died before I was born, and Robert and Elizabeth Moore of New Jersey.
New Jersey. And did you have any brothers or sisters? Or
I have one brother, and that was
name?
Richard Joseph.
And was he older or younger?
Younger, 2 years younger.
And what, as you said, the one side of the family was New Jersey. What brought your parents or grandparents to Dodge City, was it originally? Or
No. My grandparents lived in New York and New Jersey and England. They came from England, and he was a tennis professional, and he came to teach at the New York Athletic Club at first, and that's where my mother was born, in New York City.
So what got them to Kansas?
They didn't come to Kansas. No. Mother and her sister were secretaries, and they traveled throughout several places getting jobs as secretaries, and they happened to be in Kansas City, and that's where they met my dad. And so they met him off and on for 7 years. He'd go down to order stuff for the store, and they were still there, so they must have lived there 7 years. So that's when they got going together.
Okay, so what brought your dad's family to Kansas?
They were Volga Germans, and they came to Rush County, Ellis County, one of those places there. Dad was born in Liebenthal, I believe, outside of Liebenthal, because they lived in the dugout. He took us to see the dugout once, where they lived, and of course there wasn't anything to be seen then, but that's where they lived at first.
It was just it had collapsed?
Yes, uh-huh. Yeah, just to see the area.
And then how did he get the store?
He was a school teacher first. And, you just had to go to normal school then. And so he taught for outside of Offaly in District Number 2, I believe it was. And I don't know why he decided to have a store, but he did. And he had a little bit of everything. He opened in 1913. And my mother closed it in 50 years. 63.
Mm-hmm. And the store was located where?
Where the Offaly Bank is now.
And so you grew up then right in Offaly?
Uh-huh.
And you had a home?
Yeah, we lived up by the Catholic Church.
And let's see. Oh, what was it like in your house?
In my house?
Yeah, with your brother.
Well, it was kind of small. There were just two bedrooms, and my brother and I had bunk beds. Well, we slept in the same room as my folks because we had a hired girl who went to school and helped in the store, and she had the other bedroom. So for a long time, we were all in one room. We had one bathroom, small living room, and they were going to build another bedroom on. And then they decided it would be nicer to have a bigger living room. So there were still two bedrooms.
And did you have a series of hired girls then?
No, just I think maybe before I was born they did, because several of the cousins the older ones came into town and lived there to go to high school and helped in the store. So I think that was before I was born. But Zelma Weiss was the one that stayed there the long time and took care of us.
And she wasn't a relative?
No. No, she lived out south of Belfont. I think she was a Weiss, a W-E-I-S-S, from that family out there. And she took care of us and worked in the store for a long time. And then she moved to California. But we were grown up by that time.
And she go to school, too? Or
no, she just came in to work. Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah.
Let's see. You were German. Both the Germans, you said.
My mother was English.
She was English. Mm-hmm. So was there any German spoke at home? Or?
Mother wouldn't let us speak German. And my grandmother spoke mostly German. But she moved. She lived with my dad when Mom first got married. But then she moved down to this little house with my Uncle George.
It would have been a little crowded if Grandma had been there, too.
Well, was, yeah, after we started coming. I have no idea what it was like, but she says every once in a while that you know, they had a pump for water, and there was no bathroom. And it must have been pretty elementary, because she said one of her good friends from New Jersey wrote her and said, "Tell us what your silver pattern is," because and she wrote back and she said, "Well, my silver consists of 2 spoons and a fork and 2 knives, and that's all. Tin."
Tin.
So she didn't get any silver.
But the store itself was a mercantile, or I mean, it sold everything?
General merchandise, mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they had overalls and shoes and bolts of cloth and sewing things, plus the groceries.
Sewing
groceries? Mm-hmm. And we had, like, only one brand or 2 brands of things, so, it you know, there were not many shelves.
Was it the only store in Offerly, or
of
that nature?
I think that Abner Offerly had a store. Well, you wouldn't remember. I had a store. I'm not sure whether he opened it after my dad. I don't think there was another store there when Dad opened it. But then later on, Abner Offerly opened another grocery store. Uh-huh. But he didn't have all the things, so it must have been later.
What would have been the population about? Do you know that?
It was more than it is now, yes, because we had a drugstore and a barber shop and a hardware store and a lumber yard and 2 or 3 filling stations and a couple of grain elevators. There wasn't a co-op back then, and there was an undertaker way back, and That's about all I can remember. Somebody bought cream down. It was a creamery. They brought in their cream and people brought their eggs into the store and traded them for groceries. Because I remember, as we got older, we had to work in the store and we candled eggs, all 30 dozen eggs for each crate that came in.
I've always wondered about that. When the store took in all those eggs, were you able to sell them in Overly, or did
no? They were
the
shipped out, yeah, on the train. Uh huh.
Okay.
And my grandpa and grandma in New Jersey would buy a thirty dozen crate, and Dad would ship it back to them, and then they'd sell it to their neighbors because they were fresher than they could get. So I often wondered about that.
Yeah.
But 30 dozen eggs is a lot of eggs.
That's a lot of eggs.
So, but anyway, he did that regularly. I don't know how often he did it, but that was kind of part of it.
And then, let's see, because I'm not from this area, did you go to public school all the time, or was there a parochial school there?
No, there wasn't a parochial school there. It was public school.
So you were in the public school.
Yeah, they later on had a parochial school for a while there. I don't remember. You remember the big house there? That was it was a sister's house, and then it was made into a school.
About when was that?
I can't remember, but
After you were through school.
Yeah, I was through school, and then's when the school was still going when they built the building over there, the multipurpose building, because that was going to be the gymnasium and such. But the school closed shortly after that, so it's still used though. Mm-hmm. But the other's been torn down, the big house there.
So what was it like in your family, in your household? What was Christmas like? Christmas
was kind of different because my dad would have shelves of Christmas gifts. And this is kind of a good story because we used to drive to Hutchinson to the Kresge store there. Dad, Mom, and Dick and me, we'd leave at about 4 o'clock in the morning Dad would buy stuff for gifts for Christmas, and gave him a little discount there so he could put the price on there. And Dick and I would just run around the store, and we thought that was really fun. And we wouldn't get home till late at night because we didn't make much mileage there. Mm-hmm. But I remember that really well because it was so exciting, you know, to leave it in the dark and come back in the dark.
It took a little longer to get there than it does today.
Yes, it did. We had like a 29 Chevy or something like that. One little square thing.
I'm trying to think now. I got to look at my note here. 29. So do you remember much about the Depression and the Dust Bowl and that?
I wasn't really aware of all this. I do remember. I must have been 6 or 7 because Mom would say, run home quick and close all the windows and the doors, because there would be this storm coming. But that's one of the things I don't remember very much of. I don't know why, because I don't think it was hitting as hard up here as maybe it did further west.
You don't remember putting sheets over the windows or having...
Well, putting stuff in the wind, keep the dust from blowing in, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do remember that. And I thought of something else I was going to tell you. I forgot what it was. About the dust. Oh, I remember with my dad going out to the country with him to try to collect money that people owed him, because he saved a lot of people, you know, gave them food. I mean, more or less gave them to him, and then they were supposed to pay him back. But I remember he telling once there was one woman came in the store and she said, Joe, could I have a little credit? My children are starving. And that I don't remember that, but I remember them telling me about that. And so we were right through the Depression there, but Dad, he was pretty good at giving credit, but he didn't get paid back. He still had some bills when he died. There were still bills down in the basement there. Some people had not paid their bills. So that's one of the main things I remember about the Depression.
Do you remember being, as far as your life being affected, that
it wasn't that bad? We apparently were better off than a lot of people because we weren't depending on the farm, and we did have some land. My dad had some land out by Tribune or whatever county that is, but he sold that. He bought I don't know when he bought it, but he must have bought it really cheap. But he sold it because he probably needed the money. Mm-hmm. And we had some land here. But we weren't depending on that really for a living. So the store must have been making a living anyway.
Mm-hmm. Anything else from that time period that you'd like to sort of remember on tape, that special childhood memories? Or
I really don't have any more, because we had high school and grade school there, and we just went to school. And we did come down and go when we were kids. Mom and Dad would bring us to Kinsley once a week, and we would all go swimming in the swimming pool, and then eat, and then go to the movie. And I remember that very well because that was exciting, yeah. You know. And
how old would you have been then?
I'm trying to think. We must have both been school age. See, we were only 2 years apart, and mm-hmm. I really don't remember, though.
Elementary school or junior high or high school?
No, it would be elementary school, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we did that, must have done that quite a long time, because they were saying, now this may be a different restaurant, but they would fix cream of wheat for Dick, because so he must have been not two or three.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we have pictures of all of us in the swimming pool. And my dad.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, if I can find them. My dad had one of those old swimsuits,
mm-hmm,
you know, with
right?
the top, and I don't remember what Mom had, but it covered up a lot.
Well, that's a picture I can tell beside me once, so you'll have to dig
it. I'll
something.
See if I can find it.
Because we don't have any pictures of that pool, do we?
Uh-uh. Oh, that was good. And then we took lessons there at the pool later on from, I think it was either Don Schaefer or one of the Taylor boys. They were lifeguards at the pool, and we took lessons from them.
Hmm.
So I'll have to look that up.
Where did you learn to play the piano? Did you have lessons?
I had lessons from whatever music teacher was at the school in Offerly. You know, and when they
changed.
Yeah, and we paid 10 cents a lesson to start when I first started taking lessons. Then I think it went to 50 cents eventually. And then later on, and I took lessons from Mrs. Lynch in Spearville. And that was, we were high school age by that time. But my mom would take us up there. We'd have our lessons before school, so she would take my brother and I, and Dick took violin and piano, and I took piano. So they had to be there awfully early.
And what was that last name?
Mrs. Lynch, L-Y-N-C-H.
Okay.
She was church organist such there, too, I believe, at the Federated Church. She's buried in the Spearville Cemetery.
Now, did Offerly have a Saturday night, like Kinsley had a Saturday night, where the store would be open?
Yes.
And everybody came? What was that like? We haven't had a description of Offerly's down.
Oh, Offerly's, I mean, all the stores would stay open, and the barber shop, and a lot of people would come in and get their hair cut on Saturday night. And I remember the stores being open, and everybody was kind of milling around the street. And we had movies, too, the merchants, so to speak, would pay to get a film, and there was a big backboard on that one down the block from my dad's store, and then everybody would come
just outside.
Yeah, and the cars would park around like in a circle, and we could see the movies, and everybody would get a blanket and get out and sit on that, and some enterprising people would sell popcorn and things, and there was a cereal that they showed too. Queen of the Jungle, I remember this. So, Sheena was her
name. Sheena, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and so that went on every week during the summer.
Mm-hmm.
So I do remember that, and that was on Saturday night, too. And so it was a good childhood. Mm-hmm. It really was.
What other entertainment? Did the church provide? You know, I mean, did you have much there?
No, the church, the other church besides the Catholic Church, they didn't allow dancing. I know when we had our junior-senior banquet, we didn't have a prom or anything because they didn't approve of dancing. Since then, they've changed a lot. But I do remember that. So we didn't really do any dancing.
So the community, even though I assume the Catholic Church, because it was half of the community, or
a lot of people came from the country to go to church, too.
But they... What, to live together, you sort of followed the rules of the other church.
Right, yeah, right. And
that's interesting.
Yeah, we, but I can remember, well, my dad was on the school board, and so he used to teach every once in a while.
What did he teach? You didn't tell us that.
When?
What?
Anything.
Oh.
Mostly grade school,
grade
you
school,
know, mostly, yeah, because when they need a substitute, he would teach, and they said he was a really good teacher. So, but I think that was the family. His whole family were teachers. Uncle George was a teacher, and his sisters all taught school. But there wasn't anything else for women to do then, hardly,
mm-hmm.
till they got married.
Mm-hmm.
And you couldn't be married. But I do remember that. The first Catholic, maybe I shouldn't put this in here, the first Catholic teacher we ever had in Overly was Catherine Hattrip. She was Catherine Gleason then. And because there was just a little bit of, and if you remember, Dawn telling about the Ku Klux mm-hmm. Klan marching over there. I haven't been able to track that down to find out if that was really true or not.
You have no memory of
it. I don't, no. That would have been early on, probably before
And but when you were growing up, was there, you seem to be indicating that there might have been a little prejudice against Catholics?
I think there was. We couldn't go to church, any church but our own mm-hmm. at that right. time. Mm-hmm. And so I guess there was some. Then we all played together. So, but there was a little.
Could you date Protestant boys?
I don't remember.
Didn't want to.
No.
Okay, so do you remember Pearl Harbor Day?
Yes, I do.
What were you doing?
It was Sunday afternoon, and we must have been out playing somewhere. And I remember coming in the house, and my folks were both clustered around the radio. And that was when President Roosevelt had given his a day that will live in infamy. And I remember them telling about it, but it really didn't register as I was 12 years old. It didn't register as any big thing, but I do remember that.
And then, so you were in junior high and senior high during the war. Mm-hmm. Did the war affect your school at all?
There were a few of the older boys that went to the service, and I remember Gerald Speck was killed. He didn't finish high school. He went off. And let's see. There were several of the boys from that senior class, you know, junior class, that went and joined the service at that time. But it wasn't a big thing because there were only like 40 kids in our high school. Okay. So.
Did it affect your teachers? Did you lose any teachers?
No. There. The teachers were mostly older then, so that didn't really affect anybody. But I'm you know, working in my dad's store at the time, there were quite a few things that were short. And one thing I remember very well is we handled cigarettes, and we didn't get hardly any cigarettes because they were all going overseas. And if we would get a carton of cigarettes, we would hide them under the counter. And our good customers, we'd say, we have cigarettes today. So we'd sell them a package of cigarettes.
And then things were rationed.
Yeah, they were. And we did have to deal with the ration stamps.
What was rationed? How did you handle those stamps?
That was meat and different canned goods. And sugar, I believe. Sugar in. I'm trying to think what else there was. I don't know. I can't. Butter. We didn't have butter. I mean, we had oleo. And once in a while there'd be some butter, but not very often because that was going overseas. Also,
no one has described this. Describe oleo too.
Oleo. I'll tell you. Exactly that. It was white and greasy, kind of looked like shortening, you know, and then they had a little tube that you could break, and you knead this oleo until it turned yellow so it looked like butter. It was awful. But we did have butter most of the time because Dad would have a little bit of it in the store, and he didn't sell very much, so we usually got it at home.
Did you get that from the farm, local farms?
No, it can't. I don't remember any butter coming in from the local farms. So, but that was oleo. Some people still call it oleo.
Now, I don't know if you'll know this because you weren't running the store, but you collected the little coupons and things mm-hmm. for the different sugar and whatever. And what did you do? What happened to the coupons? Did you have to send them in?
Yeah, there had to be a report filled out. I do remember that. And Dad had that on his desk all the time. And then that had to go in because there was just a certain number that people would have. They had gas stamps also. We didn't deal with that. So that I don't know what happened with it.
can you think of any other way that the war affected your life there in Oberlin?
Well, I do remember this one incident when, the troop trains all went through there, you know, on the railroad, and they, of course, they went with their windows wide open, and some of the soldiers would throw out their addresses, so somebody would write to them. And then one night, this train, for some reason or other, it had to stop, and it was full of servicemen. And so they all got out and walked around the streets, and some of them had four or five girls wouldn't be with them, and I wasn't quite old enough. I think I must have been 13 or something then, and I had to work in a store, but we sold out of almost all the candy and everything, and it was kind of exciting. It was really exciting because everything stayed open, and there were always these servicemen on this, and they were young and kind of attractive. They had uniforms on. So, but I don't know why the train had to stop, but it stayed there 3 or 4 hours and then went on. And so
which were the troop trains going both ways, or were they going to California? Or?
I don't know which way. I didn't really pay attention to which way they were going, but I think they were going both ways. Because there was, well, of course, Dodge City had an air base, and Pratt had an air base, and Pampas, I wrote to a guy from Pampas, Texas. There was an air base there.
Did you pick up one of those addresses?
Of course. I didn't tell him how old I was.
How long did you correspond?
Oh, off and on for different. One man, we were, you know, we got kind of interested in each other, but he didn't know how old that when he found out how old I was, he quit writing to me. Because I think I was 14 then.
Didn't want to wait for you.
No.
I would have thought any letter was a good letter.
The letters were good.
Okay, so let's see here. Your brother wouldn't have been in the service. Did you have uncles or anything that
I had some cousins that were in the service, but we weren't all that close. I think later on my brother was in the service during the Korean War.
Your cousins weren't around Overly, were they?
Well, some of them were, in the north of Overly lived on farm. Mm-hmm. That was, and then, let me think. Some of them weren't close to Overly, but it's hard to remember now. I think this one family did have 3 or 4 guys in the service.
So let's see, I'm trying to think here. You graduated from high school in
1946,
so the war was over at that time. The young men were coming back from the war. What do you remember about returning soldiers or
I wasn't home then, like? See, I was in college.
Go? Okay, where you went to college
in Salina, huh?
Okay.
And there was a base there, too, and when we'd have dances, they would invite. Well, they'd invite the girls out. This was a girls' college.
That was. It's called.
I don't know, Salina Air Base or whatever.
No, what's the college called?
Oh, Marymount. It's Marymount. Not there anymore.
Yeah, I've been there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that was a Catholic girls' college, and you went there, and
then they would invite the girls to come out to. I don't believe I ever went. To come out for dances and stuff.
At the base in Salina.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there were quite a few men there yet. Mm-hmm. But that's the only contact I had really with the war and the service people.
Okay, so and you studied what?
Music. I studied several things, but I finally settled on music.
With piano as your sort of major?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In Overly, did you have any Hispanics or Negroes in your class?
No Negroes. There were, I can't remember now, but I think the Roaches lived in Overly. I'm thinking, because we had those little cement buildings. Yeah, they had for the railroad workers.
You
too.
Had section
in
there too.
And then the foreman was white, and they had a house there for him.
Where was that at in Offerly?
The house was, we would walk right by it when we were, it was off the highway there. It was yellow, and it was kind of a nice house, and the section foreman always lived in that house. The one I remember was he had girls in school.
And your store is right here.
Where the bank is.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then where would the section...
It's just across the street and a little bit north.
So you're going west? Are you crossing the railroad tracks?
Yeah, across the railroad tracks, and here's the house, and then the highway. Of course, the highway has changed, though.
Okay, because I'm confused.
Yeah, the highway has changed, and I don't remember where it was before, but the gas stations were on the highway. So the section foreman's house was in town, but the other ones were down.
Would it be over there by the post office where it is now? Or
a little bit north, on the other side of the tracks. Uh-huh. Yeah, see, the post office is... Oh, no, the post office now.
Now, yeah.
No, no, it'd be on that same side of the tracks. That's post office used to be
on the south. Yeah, okay. Where would it be from where the post office is now?
South. It would be south, and
okay,
there was a path where we walked.
I was going to say, there's not much room there, then.
Uh-uh.
Down by the lumber yard, or we...
No, that's too far, far north. It's far south, I mean.
Because you still got to stay north of the track.
I'm trying to think of these buildings. Okay. Yeah, the lumber yard was there, and then the post office was there, and then this other building that's now the... where they have the elections over... Well, I guess they don't anymore. There was a building, the Gerald, it used to be the Legion, I think. Gerald D. Speck building.
Speck building?
Mm-hmm. And they were, and that other house was north of that.
And then where were the workers, the section houses?
That was down where the co-op is, actually, okay. Down in there. And I don't remember who all lived there, but I do remember the Roaches. Because the oldest, the dad, or he was grandpa, he used to come up and do the yard work for my folks. And we thought that was really neat. And he had to eat outside. And we'd go out and eat with him when we were little kids. Uh-huh. But he worked for my folks for quite a long time.
And did the kids go to school?
I don't remember any of them. Well, there was a... Perez's. There was a Perez family, and her name was Beatrice. One of the girls was named Beatrice, and I always thought they got that name from me, maybe. But there was Perez, and then there was Roche, and that's the only two that I remember. And maybe they were the only ones that had kids in school, but no blacks, and they didn't really want any blacks to come to town.
Hey, you can remember the swimming pool and everything. Was the swimming pool segregated? Were Hispanics allowed there?
I'm sure
the blacks weren't.
I don't know. I really don't know. No, that was not the pool we've got now, but the one that was down there by the highway.
Because that would have been close to where they lived, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they crossed the highway.
It was segregated.
Yeah. Was it? I would guess it was. And then the movie. And the movie theater, too. Right. They had to sit upstairs.
And Hispanics, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there were quite a few people went to the movies then. Mm-hmm. And they had giveaways and such.
What did they give away?
Let me think. Dishes, I think. And several.
Fresh and glass? And
probably. Mm-hmm. Probably some of that green and, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Just about up to Ed and Gordon. Mm-hmm. What else do you need, Miss Rosetta? That's all right, he's fine.
So the Catholics and the Protestants got along all right in Offerly. There wasn't any discrimination or anything. Did you think there was discrimination against Catholics in Offerly?
Maybe a little. As I said, you know, Catherine was the first Catholic that was...
hired as a teacher.
Right. And her dad was on the board of the bank. And that might have had something to do. But that I do remember that because I think she did. She teach my brother. I think my brother had her for a teacher.
Were most of the Catholics rural? Did they come into church, or were there a lot of?
There were a lot of Catholics in town, pretty much that I. But not like there are a lot of them from the country. So if I stopped and thought, I would probably could tell you who all was in town there. But we had a pretty good group of people that went to the Catholic Church. But that was this Catholic Church was built. There was a church out north of Offerley. They called it the Old St. Joe Church. And then something happened, and the Irish and the Catholic and the German split, and the Irish started their Church of St. Mary's up north of Spearville, and the other ones came to Offerley, to the St. Joseph. So there's some more talk about, so there's some more stories about that, but I don't know when.
Yeah, any. I don't.
Your family was probably pretty well off.
Basically.
Because you had two I mean, you've talked about having a yard man,
mm-hmm.
and then you had a...
Hired girl.
Mm-hmm. Did your mother do the cooking or the hired girl?
Gee. Well, by that time, Mom was working in the store.
Yeah.
So I suppose they kind of traded off, uh-huh. whoever wasn't working. Yeah, Mom wasn't a very good cook.
And the hired girl was better.
I don't know who was better. Neither one of us was very good. And the food was, you know, it's kind of like England. They don't, mm-hmm. she didn't season anything very much.
And then you started working in the stores.
I don't remember. Probably 8 or 9. Yeah. That's where I learned to make change and all that.
And that was your job up until you left for college.
Yeah. I worked on Saturdays and we made 50 cents a day. My cousin and I worked there. Both of us worked there. And we got 50 cents a day.
So what did you do after you graduated from college?
Oh, wait, just a second. I want to know who paid for college. How did you?
I had a scholarship. Well, it was $300. It was 4 years tuition.
For $300?
Yeah.
And then, did that cover your living, too?
No, the boarding room, we lived right there, too.
Right.
No, but that covered the tuition.
Did you work at all in college then? Or
no. Now, folks took care of it. Uh huh.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Well, anything else about those college years you want to record?
Not. I can't think of anything. Just that it was a lot of fun. We had such a good time. We still get together, the girls that we were friends with, except some of them are dead. But we're having our 60th class reunion next year, and there's still some of us. That we'll try to get there. So I don't remember anything really big. I met Gordon about between freshman and sophomore years.
How did you meet Gordon?
He can probably tell you more about this, but...
No, we'll get his version.
He was good friends with Tom Matthews, Matthews' husband. And so when he had leave and he came out here and stayed with them. And then Carol was going with Tom, and so then they fixed up a blind date, and that was me. And that's how we got acquainted.
And so you would come home from college,
mm-hmm.
and go on the date from...
Yeah. Uh-huh. And he wasn't really what they call mustered out yet. He had to go back.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we kept in touch and just kind of evolved.
This guy thought you were old enough.
I guess he did. Well, by that time, he was 21 or 20, and I was 18. So,
Now we'll go to her question. You graduated from college. You're writing, engaged. What are you at this point?
We're engaged. I guess we got engaged the last year of college. Yeah, because I remember that they sang to me in the dining hall.
And you got married in 1950. And you graduated when from high school?
46, and this
so
was
this
like
is your
40
4 years of college.
Yeah.
So you got married right after you got out of college.
Yeah, basically. It was in August.
And then where'd you live?
We lived in Hutchinson for a year, And then Gordon got a chance to transfer back here. So we thought that'd be all right, and which it was. It was very nice because my folks were here, and I was kind of a small town. I worked in Wiley's store in Hutchinson while we were there, and you wouldn't remember Wiley's store. You would.
You need a drink or something?
I do.
Okay, let me pause this. Okay. So you were in Hutchinson, and you worked there, and then you came back here, and then what? Well, I wanted to ask you a little bit.
My first child was born in Hutchinson.
Well, wait a second. With Gordon, you had corresponded with,
mm-hmm.
and then how long was he home before you married him? I mean, how much time did you actually have together before you got married in here?
Well, he was here then. Okay. He was working here after he got out of service, and he worked here until we got married.
Okay.
And then we moved to
Hutchinson.
So you
saw him whenever you came home
yeah.
from college?
Mm-hmm. He came up a time or two on his motorcycle.
There's a lot of motorcycles in this county.
I know. Yet there was a group of motorcyclists that used to come around every Sunday, too. They'd go to Overly and Spearville and around.
And what was your wedding like then?
Oh, it was very nice. We had, it was a, not formal exactly, but I had a white dress and a veil, and they had to go to Hutch's to Wichita to get their tuxes or whatever they were. And some of my friends from college were my bridesmaids. And some of them sang. I mean, I had a group that came to sing, too. Yeah. So it was real nice. And then we got married at 10 in the morning. And then we had dinner. And then we had reception in the afternoon. And then I guess we had supper. Then we had dance. Exhausting. I can't imagine doing that now. But we had, at that time, we had to get married before noon in the church.
Oh.
So.
Oh, because of Mass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So that's why we had to have so many meals and stuff. That was a long time. That
and
was
then
a long day.
Did you leave for a honeymoon or the next day? Or?
We left that night.
That night.
Uh-huh. Went to Pratt. That was about as far as we could go. And then we went on down to the Ozarks and visited his dad, who I hadn't met.
You did this by car?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And he hid his car in the priest. He was good friends with the priest here in Kinsley. And so he hid his car in the garage there. But somehow they got in there and did something to it.
There's
anyhow.
Nothing sacred.
No. So that we left about 11 o'clock, I think, and the dance was still going on. So, that was a long day.
Oh, it would have been.
But we had a really good time because I had some of the friends that were, they were singing and just having drinks and having a good time. And so it was nice.
And probably most of the town was there.
Oh, at the wedding, yes. Because I think there were like 200 people or something.
That would have been a big wedding.
It was a big wedding. And, of course, Dad knew everybody. He'd been here forever. So he just thought he better invite everybody. So
did you have a silver pattern?
No. Yeah, I had
a silver. Like your mother?
I had a silver pattern. I did, yes.
Okay.
I have a lot of silver, too, that my relatives sent me for wedding gifts. You know, just little dishes and stuff.
And I don't know if you can answer. Did you see? Did the war change Gordon any, or didn't?
Wouldn't know because I didn't know him before.
Right. Yeah.
I think it probably did. Just
he'll tell us how it changed him. How about the county or Overly? What changes did you see during or after the war? How did
Overly? I can't really tell you. Didn't live there long enough to. I mean, it's coming back and forth there, you know. And I had some friends that were married and lived there, and we'd kind of party around. My brother was going with somebody from Windhorst at the time, and so we went to dances. And Gordon didn't dance. But
did the young men come back and stay when they after
some of them did? Uh huh. Most, you know, the ones that went, a lot of them were farmers, so they came back and took over from their folks. Mm-hmm. So that there in town, I can't really remember too many there. Charles Beck wasn't in the war. It was his brother that got killed in there, wasn't it? Gerald Speck. Yeah, that was Charles's brother.
How did that affect the community? Do you remember the reaction? Or?
Well, it was pretty a shock. I mean, everybody kind of felt this because the Specks they lived out in the country at the time. They had a lot of children that went to school here, and
was the body able to be brought back?
I don't think so. So that was the only one from Offerly. Now there was a Gasser boy from Kinsley and there was somebody else too that he would know, that three of them. That's, I think the post is named after those mm-hmm. three guys, but I don't remember, you know, really any effects that it, but they probably did with the people that were close.
Well, today we talk about post-traumatic stress syndrome and all that. Did you notice that with the guys coming back that you?
I didn't. No, I don't. No. Uh-uh. If there was nobody paying any attention to it, they just, like they said, they got on with their lives. And
mm-hmm. Anxious yeah. to get on. Have we covered everything with B?
I think so.
I'm trying to think.
I hope so.
Okay, yeah, I think maybe we have. Okay, I'm going to stop this.
Turn me off.
Turn me off.